here's what you need to know.
You need to know if you're an international celebrity, if you're a musician, you're an artist, you're an actress, you're famous. Yeah. You don't know much about a big topic in the world. Shush.
What's happened?
Go back to bed. There's nothing to see here.
Stick to what you do.
Okay. So Rihanna is the latest to come out on Twitter. And she's copped backlash for posting about violence in the Middle East. Stay in your lane, Rihanna. Now, if you don't know who Rihanna is, she's a singer with incredibly deep and moving lyrics like this. Very profound, very poignant, poignant indeed. So here she is saying there needs to be some kind of resolve. We are sadly watching innocent people fall victim to notions of perpetuated by a government and extremists, and everyone's like, Rihanna, you don't know what's going on.
Everyone needs to be under the same umbrella.
This is the Israel-Palestine.
Yes, with the conflict in the Middle East, and a lot of people, including Palestinians, are saying we don't have bomb shelters. She was saying, and people are hiding in bomb shelters. She was basically making it up to look like she really, really cared. And everyone's like, do your research first, please, Rihanna. And people are over there in Palestine going, there's no bomb shelters. We have no help. We just shush.
Plenty of umbrellas.
Just start writing about umbrellas and whatever else you want to sing about. Just not, just stay in your lane. Please.
Well, somebody is staying in their lane. The Forbes top 10 sports people earnings were out yesterday.
What?
I'll give you the the top two was Lionel Messi in soccer.
Okay.
$130 million he earned last year.
Wow, that's magnificent.
Who's number one?
For kicking the
he
ball.
He could, like, have his own soccer team. Yeah. He retires.
Number one? Lewis Hamilton, maybe?
He used to be Tiger Woods' caddy, wasn't
he? Yep. He was the highest paid sports person in New Zealand for quite a few years.
That was Steve Williams.
Steve Williams, yep.
Lovely fella.
Number one. We'll be a race car driver.
No. Conor McGregor.
Oh,
$180 million he earned last year. Wow. $150 million of that from his whiskey.
Oh.
It was all about the whiskey. Yeah. So just in comparison very quickly, in 1995, Michael Jordan was the highest grossing sports person at $43
million. Oh, wow. Yeah. What a jump.
So the top 10 athletes or male athletes this year earned over $1 billion.
Wow. Well, that would have been you. You would have been up there if you didn't have to give a lot to child maintenance and fines in the AFL.
Yeah.
Way to rub it in.
I'm just saying you would have been. You would have been.
Hey, the Gold Coast is going to get a new suburb.
It's true.
How?
They're focusing on building suburbs around the infrastructure, not far from Metricon, actually. It's behind All Saints School there in between Robina and Merrimack.
Wasn't that going to be that Greenlands they announced? So now they're not going to make it green, they're putting houses.
It's going to be a great big suburb there. Oh. I thought, oh, you beauty, it's right next to the kids' school. And then they went, it'll take 15 years to build.
Oh, that annoys me.
Hey, they said it was going to be 20 years for the fields, didn't they?
They did, as a matter of fact.
They did.
Yeah, Spider reported on that not long ago. New suburb to name.
So your kids will be the engineers that build it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I hope so.
And that is what you need to know.